Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 379. Visible translated text is as follows. Took place shortly after midnight, Wednesday, April 30th. On Monday afternoon, Frank said to me that the first punch on Newt Lee's slip was 6,133 p.m., and his last punch was 3 a.m. Sunday. He didn't say anything at that time about there being any error in Lee's punches. Mr. Black and I took Mr. Frank into custody about 11:30 a.m. Tuesday, April 29th. His hands were quivering very much. He was very pale. On Saturday, May 3rd, I went to Frank's cell at the jail with Black, and I asked Mr. Frank if from the time he arrived at the factory from Montag Brothers up until 12:05 p.m., the time he went upstairs to the fourth floor, was he inside of his office the entire time? And he stated yes. Then I asked him if he was inside his office every minute from 12 o'clock until 12:30, and he said yes. I made a very thorough search of the area around the elevator and radiator and back in there. I made a surface search. I found nothing at all. I found no ribbon or purse or pay envelope or bludgeon or stick. I spent a great deal of time around that door, and I remember running the light around the door way right close to the elevator, looking for splotches of blood, but I found nothing. Cross-examination. Yes, I sent you this report as to what happened between Mr. Herbert J. Haas and myself. This afternoon, Supt. H. Pierce and myself held a conference with Mr. Herbert Haas, at which time the agency's position in the matter was discussed, and Mr. Haas stated they wanted to learn who the murderer was, regardless of who it involved. Mr. Haas told me that after I had told him we would withdraw from the case before we would not cooperate with the police. No, I did not.